Today we're talking about the power of godly relationships. And when you think about it, all of the Bible really is talking very much about this subject. For instance, the word church. The word church is a Greek word, ekklesia, that means a called out group of ones. And if you look at the Word of God, you'll see that the church or the people of God are encouraged to meet together. They're encouraged to pray together, to encourage one another daily. They're encouraged by the power of godly relationships as they walk together. If you consider also the word elder is used in the Scripture many times. And an elder is someone that is, it literally means someone that is older, someone that is mature, someone that has walked the life of Christ. He's been successful in his family. He's been successful in his marriage. And so if I was having a problem with my marriage or something similar to that, or with finances or something like that, I would want to go to a man that was godly, a man that has been successful in his marriage, a man that could give me the godly wisdom of the years. And so the Scripture talks a lot about the power of godly relationships. We also have to realize that the Scripture talks about us as the body of Christ as being a body. Just like a physical body has a hand, it has eyes, it has ears, has different parts of the body of Christ is also a part of, we're a part of one another. And as being part of one another, we draw strengths from one another as each ligament, as each part of the body has its own gifting, its own talents, its own way of giving wisdom and strength and knowledge. And so the Bible is really talking a lot about the power of godly relationships. For instance, the Bible talks also about, you know, I'd like to read a scripture out of actually out of a James chapter 5 and verse 16, if I can find that real quick. It says, "Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." You know, there's something in the body of Christ that I think is missing. I think because of the Protestant Reformation and because we've emphasized the priesthood of the believer going directly to God and not to one another, that we've lost some things. The Bible does talk about the power of godly relationships, for instance, in confessing our faults one to another. You know, I have a friend, his name is Dr. Lauren Lewis, and I spend a lot of time with this friend, and he's an older gentleman, probably about 78 years old now. We spend a lot of time together. He's a Greek scholar. He reads directly from the Greek, and when I have problems or something in that I want to know from the Scriptures and I can't figure it out, I'll go to him and ask him, well, what does the Greek say about this? What is the tenses of the Greek? And so on and so forth. And he helps me a lot in my biblical studies. But did you know I've spent hours and hours with this man? He's a man of wisdom. He's a godly man. He has a successful marriage. He has a successful family. And, you know, there's times when all of us need to confess our faults or to confess our sin. Now, I know the Bible says that we're to confess our sins to God, and I'm not saying to confess our sins to somebody like asking forgiveness to a certain individual, because we need to go directly to God. But, you know, we need accountability. And the power of a godly relationship and having godly relationships around us is the power. Sometimes we need to be accountable, to hold ourselves accountable, to also to encourage us to seek the Lord. I'm thinking right now of the Scripture in Hebrews where it tells us to exhort one another daily and not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, to encourage one another and to warn one another and to speak to one another lest any of us be hardened through the deceitfulness of our own flesh and of our sins. And so the Bible speaks a lot about relationships, of godly relationships. And on the negative part of this, an ungodly relationship, the Bible warns us many, many times about an ungodly relationship and how the ungodly relationships can really affect our mind, affect the way that we think. And before we know it, we're into things that we shouldn't be in, and it's because we have not protected ourselves and surrounded ourselves with godly counsel. The Bible says, "What fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness?" And so, as we walk in Christ, as we walk this Christian life, it's very important that we surround ourselves with a godly relationship, with godly relationships, and flee youthful lust. Flee those that would influence us in a way that is negative. So as you continue to study God's Word, and this is brought to your attention, I'm sure that you're going to find many, many scriptures through the Word of God that talks about the necessity of meeting with the saints of God, continuing in the Word of God, going to the house of God together to pray and to praise and to surround yourself with godly people and the influence of Christ that is in other people. So God bless you as you continue to meditate and think about these things.